This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Therapy sucks, or so you thought. I know it could be a little bit awkward having to make the appointment, having to go visit someone, sit down, take time out of your day. And as busy as we all are, I can understand it seems like impossible to do so. Fortunately for us at The Coffee Breakup, we're sponsored by BetterHelp. And with BetterHelp, you literally have access to a therapist at your fingertips. Coolest thing about them, literally, you sign up, create a profile, they'll match you with a therapist that's pretty much going to be with exactly what you're looking for. So how important is it with mental health? I mean, we got stressed throughout the day, whether it's work, life, your partner, whatever it may be. BetterHelp, you're able to have access to actually talk to someone about your problems that can really guide you in the right direction. I don't know about you, that's pretty important if you want to actually have like a normal life or anything, just saying. Coolest thing about us, you know, it is 10% off for all of the Coffee Breakup listeners for your first month. So sign up now at betterhelp.com/thecoffeebreakup. Again, that's 10% off for your first entire month. Literally no excuse. Check out for your mental health today. Later.
There, a few years, when was this, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a
little bit longer,
2020?
This was 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago, I guess it was like during like an NBA championship, you were at home, and I guess there were cameras, and people started breaking into your fucking house, right? Where was the gun? Like
in the nightstand.
Oh, you just grabbed it?
Yeah, I just grabbed it from his nightstand.
And you were like,
mine was like on the other side, so I guess like in my mind, I thought like, it's too far, let me just get the closest
one. Whatever. What
so
you
that's what I did. I'm just going to ask you, what makes you not want to get married? Why are so many men scared of marriage?
Now you fucking get
now
it.
Now we're talking,
now we're
warm, dude.
Now we're heating up, dude. It took about an hour.
Okay,
now,
I think most men fear because of the statistics.
And we hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
We did
me
have
too.
A great time.
And
we
enjoyed it.
It was actually fun. I'm not going to lie, though. In the beginning, my heart was beating fast. I was nervous as hell. No.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to have you on. Like, I was like preparing the studio and everything, and my girlfriend Claudia, she was like, "Dude, she's like, oh, I feel like you've been waiting for this guest for like a year already to get her on." And I'm like, I have been.
Yeah, we were going back and forth for a while, and I thought you were gonna ghost us, and I thought you were gonna, you know,
flake out this
week. Teasing us.
Once I tell someone yes, I usually
I
keep my word unless it's like. Like a emergency or something.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, so okay, so obviously for some people when I know, we'll put it in the description, or we'll put like a video here. There, a few years, when was this, 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
Maybe
a little bit longer, 2020?
This was, let me see, my daughter's going to be three, so 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago, I guess it was like during like an NBA championship.
Yes.
You were at home, and I guess there were cameras and people start breaking into your fucking house, right?
Yeah.
They tried breaking into your house, and there was a video, and you kind of like defended your home, right? You know, stood up and you.
I was in the bathroom.
Not gonna lie, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty badass.
Like, I don't know if that's at that moment it felt like it.
Probably not.
No.
It was probably
seeing the video when we found out, like, because you have a big presence, so obviously you know we see you on social media.
Yeah.
So when we saw it was you, it's like. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What you had to do, handle business.
How was that? How did you react like that? Like, it was just kind of like instinct? Was it like the adrenaline? Walk us through it, if you can.
I don't know. I just heard a commotion, got out of the bathroom, and I went to get my gun. Like, I walked a little bit forward, but then I walked back, grabbed my husband's gun instead of mine, and then that's when I went to the doorway.
Jesus, okay. Where was the gun? Like
in the nightstand.
Oh, you just grabbed it?
Yeah, I just grabbed it from his nightstand. And you were like, because mine was like on the other side. So I guess like in my mind, I thought like it's too far. Let me just get the closest
one. Yeah, whatever.
So that's what I did.
You must have been terrified because you had your kid at home, right?
So he was sitting on the couch. They were the guy that was at the door, like at the front door, was actually shooting over his head.
He was shooting too?
Yeah, the guy. Both of them were shooting.
Holy shit. And then, go ahead.
No, go.
After you retaliated, defended yourself, what did they flee or?
Okay, so when I opened the door, that he saw me like standing at my doorway, like behind the wall, the guy that was standing in front of me at my doorway, he just told me to put the gun down, but I said I wasn't going to put it down. And then that's what made the guy in the doorway of the house start shooting.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How terrifying. And then?
And then after shooting, they ran out. My husband came inside the room, grabbed the gun from me, went out, and then started shooting at the car that they were fleeing.
Yeah. And then you called the cops and?
I called the cops. The cops came.
Yeah.
And everything.
Holy shit.
And then now it's still an open case.
Yeah, of course.
And going to trial and everything. So I'm waiting on that. And then I give you guys more information after.
Yeah,
wonderful. You've been prepped. I did want to ask you: were your children were in the home?
So, my daughter was not in the picture yet because she's about to be three, and this was like 3 years ago. But my son was sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And he just like, if you like look at the video, you'll see like he's like all like scooting.
Hiding or whatever.
Scooted it.
Sure. Right.
Scooted in.
Yeah.
How you say scooted?
Is it scooched?
No, dude. Whatever.
We'll figure it out.
I wanted to ask you about that because as a mother, what kind of conversation did you kind of have to have with your son about that instance? Like, how did you go about that?
So after it happened,
soon
after that, I called the cops. I called my parents.
Yeah.
Told them to please come get him.
Okay.
They stayed with him for a few days after that happened. Once he did come back home, we sat down and we spoke with him, asked him how he was feeling, whatnot, told him, you know, that that everybody in, you know, that the world is not, you know.
Like a reality check that you're kind of giving him?
Right. I can't remember exactly like word by word of what I told him. It's been a few years. Yeah. But
not only that, you're probably also like freaking the fuck out, everything that's going on.
Like. I thought he was going to be like traumatized, like scared to still be in the house.
Right.
Yeah. And he wasn't. He was not.
But did he register what happened?
He did.
Okay.
He registered. Like, he's a smart kid. He saw when he was in the couch, scoot,
whatever
the fucking word is. Yeah. I need to know the word, though.
We'll figure it out.
I need to fix it.
Yeah.
He did see them, you know, take jewelry off. He saw when they put the gun to my husband's head. What? Like, he saw with his own eyes what was going on. So we sat down, we spoke with him. You know, I told him, you know, so you could see this is not just happen. You know, this doesn't just happen in movies. This could happen to people. Look how it happened to us. You have to be careful. Not everybody's good. Can't just trust anyone.
Okay. You know? So like, try to turn it into like a productive lesson, I guess. Right. To teach it.
Right.
That's scary. How was it afterwards? Because you must have, not slept that night for sure. And then throughout the first couple of weeks, like, were you like kind of paranoid or?
It's not that I was paranoid, but you're kind of like looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, more than at least me as a woman, I constantly make sure I'm paying attention to my surroundings.
Yeah.
But after this, you're more like, you know.
Even more like hyper sensitive
and,
in a way.
Right. And you're anybody that looks a little weird, just like, you know. But as, you know, you know, time has passed, I've been a little bit more.
It kind of calmed down a little
bit.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh. What is that?
Kim Possible ringtone.
Yeah, like,
what's going on? Yeah, that's me. So, no, but I'm fine. And it was never like something that would like really like really fucked with me too much.
That's good. Yeah.
So I guess it's maybe just something more in me.
Okay.
It was just more like, okay, I asked my husband, do you think they'll come back? He's like, no, I doubt they're going to come back here.
No, they learned a fucking lesson.
They're not going to come back here.
Yeah. And what was I going to say? You guys, did you feel like you had, or like we have to move, or was it
so
like
we
an instinct?
Did end up selling that house?
Okay, because but of that, or
okay,
different
so
reasons?
Okay, so eventually we did want to grow. That was our first house. Okay. But we weren't planning on selling it so fast. You know, we hadn't just like started fixing it a little bit. We were doing the pool in the back.
Yeah.
You know, nice. So we're doing a few things to it. We did stay there a little, you know, maybe like a year after that. But then we took advantage when, like, the market really went up. And we sold the house.
Oh, nice. And so now you guys live in Miami Lakes.
Yeah.
That's intense, man. I saw the video, and obviously there's no, like, audio. I didn't, you know, but obviously when you're there in the moment, you must have been like, shit. So now, I guess, fast forward 3 years. Do you still deal with, like, I guess because you're saying the case is still open, so it's still, like, somewhat relevant, right? Or
right.
3 years and it's still open?
Yeah. It's been a process.
Christ, was it taking so long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd be surprised how things get pushed and pushed and pushed.
And we had COVID, too, that probably delayed things as well.
It delayed a lot.
I wanted to ask something different.
Go.
I wanted to ask you, because you've been married for 9 years. Ooh. That's a big accomplishment. I wanted to kind of dabble with that. Cause
yeah, that's good.
Listen, I got my girlfriend. We've been together for a little bit. You know, hopefully getting married soon. But it's like...
Married soon?
He's like, wait, I didn't know this.
Yeah, hopefully. We're
not even engaged yet.
Well, we get engaged, and then we get eloped, and that's it.
<We're married. laughs> That's not what she said.
That's what's going to happen. But I want to ask, yeah, I want to know, like, your opinion, your maybe some advice for people who are in long-term relationships or married, because you hit that. A lot of marriages fail, and especially around the 7-year mark or something like that. It's usually when a lot of marriages, they kind of cut off. What has made a difference for you guys? So you guys beat the odds.
I was going to say also because you were so young, also when you guys got married.
So, you know that I think you have to be friends before anything.
Okay.
And always put each other first. I know that sounds a little selfish, especially if you have kids, but that's the only way it's going to work.
Like each other first?
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate. You know?
How can I explain that?
Yeah, like, what are some instances where you felt like, oh, you know what, like, you had to pick him?
Okay, so, for example, let's say, okay, so I'm all day usually doing things. He's all day usually doing things, right?
Okay.
We have our weekends when it's with, you know, our kids that we take them, you know, out and we spend time with them. But during the week, once we, let's say we, we're home already.
Okay.
We get into bed and we just watch our movie. We watch Netflix, something, a show, whatever it may be. You get me? If one of the kids come in, like they want to spend time at that moment, no, you have to wait. Like
close the door.
you have to wait, because the thing is, imagine if you always stop your life, your relationship for your kids.
Oh, I like that.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. So you have to know how to balance everything, because if not, then it's just.
How do you tell, like, your child, you say, no, not right now? Or, like, how did you, I guess, I don't train them, but how did you teach them?
Train them like a little dog.
How do you teach them? Because I can almost see how a mom or maybe the dad can be like, hi, it's okay, honey. And then or maybe then the partner is like,
yeah. So it's all the time. Once it's like 9 o'clock at night, like my son's already in bed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, he has to be in bed. It's a school day.
Okay.
A school night.
Sure.
My daughter, I try to get her in bed pretty early too. And then, you know, then we go to bed to lay down and, you know, Netflix and chill, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Sometimes my son, he's not tired, or my daughter wants to stay up. I put her in her room. You watch your TV. You want to watch TV for a little bit more? You go to your room and you watch TV.
Okay. So it sounds like you nourish your relationship with your husband.
That's the only way it will work.
Like that.
It's amazing.
Because it's very wise. We've had sat in front of other people much older than you who didn't have that wisdom, right? How did you, was this always installed in you? Did you guys have to figure this out the hard way?
Did you guys have a conversation about this?
No, it's just the way I've always seen things. And I guess it's from being together so long, it's just something that, you know, has rubbed off.
Yeah.
You know, and he puts me first too, you got me? So... it's just like, I guess it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
You know, meet each other halfway.
I like it because a lot of, it's a hard concept for a lot of people to really realize. And people think, oh, my partner first means my kids are coming last. And that's the furthest thing from the truth.
That's not true.
If anything, you're creating the environment for them to grow up with love and see their parents.
What I always tell friends, because some friends, they have the idea, oh, no, my child first. And no, yeah. because a strong foundation, what builds it? The parents. So without the parents having, you know, a healthy relationship, it's not going to be a healthy household. And, the, you know, that's not good for the kids.
100%.
Not just that. It's also like you guys are what made the kid, too. You know, so if that bond gets broken, your kid is now, like, being raised and nurtured on that broken relationship. Correct. Because you chose to not, I guess, put each other first.
Yeah. Exactly.
You also have to realize that you guys are young parents. By the time they're old enough to leave the house, you guys will still be, you'll be in your 40s.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? So if you neglect your partner now,
who am I going to have?
Exactly.
In the future,
when
right?
they go off and build their own families,
exactly.
you're going to still have him because you know what it's like to cherish your partner. A lot of relationships, they fail to do that. A lot of women, I think, find it a little bit harder because they just, oh, it's my kids and my kids come first. We've talked to a lot of people, but
it's situational. Obviously, maybe the kid does have to come first, but right, I think what's important is that you find a balance,
right?
Of to still
right. Each family has to find their balance.
What works
100%.
For them?
No, I they have to that. Find what works for them. What has worked for my relationship is, you know, what I explained.
Well, shit, 9 years later, you guys are still kicking it. So something's right. Something's going right.
Was it always that like easy when it came to the kids to have that agreement, or was there ever an instant that it's like, no?
No.
We need the kids to get in the bed. The kids are crying. We got
to
do this.
No. So we have weekends where we, you know, take them to do things. During the week, sometimes we'll be like, oh, okay, let's watch a movie. Or my son's obsessed with basketball, so my husband will take him to the park. They go play basketball. You know, there's things done. But once we say, okay, this is, you know, mine and Papi's time, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's us. They know already.
They know.
Can you think of an instance in your marriage and your since you guys been together where you guys had like a big challenge or you think back and you're like, man, that was tough. Did you guys ever have hit like rock bottom where you guys were like, damn, I don't know if we can overcome this? And then if so, how did you guys overcome?
Yeah, because 9 years, I mean,
something must have, you know, or did you guys smooth sailing?
No. Honestly, we've never had. A moment where like, okay, no, this, we're leaving it, like, you know, we're ending things.
Okay.
It's never been like that. Because, you know, I'm not saying my relationship is perfect. No relationship's perfect.
Sure.
You get me? Every couple has their arguments, but it's never been an argument that I'll be like, you know, I'm done or you're done with me. Like, you know, it's never been to that point.
But you guys never pushed each other maybe a little bit further than you would have liked?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, of course, because you could get to a point where you're super upset.
Yeah.
For what, you know, A or B reason, if something happens and you feel like in that moment that you want to finish because you're so fucking upset. But after maybe a few hours pass, you're like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know.
Man, you guys, yeah, at this point, you guys are together for 9 years. I mean, you guys going to make it 9 years. You're going
to make another 9 years. You're going to be like Kim. What? He's like, or no, what was it you that said? If you already have two, might as well have three. If you have
that's
three,
this
might as well
this is crazy. Yeah. I was on the fucking ban word. That's this crazy guy. Yeah, I don't know. How many kids is that you want?
If money wasn't an issue, objectively, if money wasn't a problem, I probably would have maybe four.
Four?
I think so. It depends how the pregnancies go, too, right? Like, if how my partners respond, you know. But if money was an issue, fuck it, yeah.
Yeah, cause
I have a little, yeah.
You can still have some more.
I could, but like I like I said, okay, so so I have my suegra who helps me a lot.
Who's that?
That's right, you're fucking German.
Yeah, you got
nanny or something
my
like that.
My suegra. I wish I had a nanny.
What the fuck is that?
I wish I had a nanny because sometimes I'm like, I need to like just get up and go, and you can't when you have kids. You just can't be like, okay, peace, I'm out.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's what I was.
Suegra is my mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, nanny.
So usually I call my suegra. You learned a new word.
Suegra.
There you go. I call her and I'll ask her if she could watch La Niña is the my daughter.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that I know.
She's the small one, so she's the one that's needs to be really taken care of.
Okay.
To see if she could watch her, if me and my husband want to go out, if I need to do something.
Yeah.
If she can and my husband's busy and like, what am I going to do? I have to obviously wait. You got me? Yeah. So that's why mostly I got to schedule all my things.
Yeah, making appointments and stuff like that. Yeah, go.
Make an appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess, but when you have money, you could just kind of
get you could have a nanny.
You can have a nanny.
Right.
Or like a cook or cleaning lady.
Right. You know, I would pay a cook before a nanny.
Cook would be a lot more expensive, though.
But I'll take it.
Yeah.
If the money wasn't an issue, you wouldn't take a cook rather than a nanny?
I'll take both.
Well. Okay, if money isn't an issue, give me both.
Yeah, of course. No, but like...
I get what you're saying.
So I'm going to be 31. My girlfriend, Claudia, she'll be 31 in December. She just turned 30. So I guess also, like, you could still have more, like... good amount of more kids. Like for me,
not
it's
a good
be
amount of more. That sounded crazy. I'll have maybe one more.
How many do you want her to have?
Two more, dude. Come Two on. More. Okay. What if you get twins? Then one and
oh
done.
My god, no.
I would love to have twins.
You say that until that's you have true. Two babies then, crying at the same time. Two babies that need to be fed.
Why would you want twins?
Because you just go through. My woman would go through one pregnancy. She'd be, and then she had two kids, and it sucked for a while. But then it's
a long while.
But you know what I've enjoyed the most? Being able to focus on one at a time.
Okay.
Ooh. With the baby stages, you know.
But I could do that because I can focus on one, and then my
she can focus on the other one.
And then we switch.
You know what you guys should do? You guys should each raise one. And then when they're 18,
and then swap them.
No, have them just battle it out and see who's the better twin. Oh, that'd be cool. Maybe you raise them differently,
like like a project, like a documentary,
like an experiment,
like an experiment. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool? Have you seen the show? It's on Netflix. The one that they have twins that they feed them. One, I think.
What is it?
Vegan. I think. Yes. The other one was whatever. Yes. Yeah, you could do that. Oh, I didn't see it.
I have not seen that.
No, it was on Netflix. Supposedly, one, they gave him like a strictly like vegetarian diet. The other one, I think, was more like animal-based.
Yeah.
I don't know what the results are. I didn't really see it.
Oh, because so they're literally doing experiments.
Yeah. That could be you and Claudia.
That could, well, actually, if we have twins.
Start them young. Can we have something negotiated, maybe? we'll talk to Claudia and see if
we're going to see if she's up for it. We'll see. But no, like in all seriousness, yeah, I probably have, at this point, I'm 30, 31. I'm probably only going to be able to have like two kids. Right?
But two's good.
Two's good.
They could take care of each other.
They could. But then, I guess two is fine.
Yeah.
Because they're expensive too, right? Because they're expensive.
Can they? Are they?
What they could be if you're spoiling them.
Do you spoil your kids?
Not to that extent.
Really?
Like, so there was a time where anything that came out of our son's mouth, I want this. And that's bad. It was so bad because he got to a point where he thought he was entitled.
Yeah.
And that's so bad.
So you realize, yo, shit, I'm raising a monster here.
It's bad because then it started turning him to someone he wasn't, you know, that he's not.
Like, I didn't raise you this way.
Right. Yeah. He started becoming very materialistic. My husband's like, no. And he cut it out.
Okay, good.
At the moment, we saw like he was changing. So that's it's good. Not good to spoil your kids.
Right. But the fact that you guys were aware of it and
you
noticed
you let them earn things, which is the way I think should be done.
Yeah, give them like a salary if they do their chores and shit like that. Give them like a dollar.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, no, that's not what I do.
Well,
I
no, don't. But people do it.
There's people that do that. There's like people that do
pay
that.
Them or whatever.
They pay their kids to do chores.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like
not
guilty?
Me.
Did you ever feel guilty like taking that away? Like if they wanted something, like was that ever like a guilty part where you're like, oh, I feel
no,
bad.
Because if you're behaving bad in school, getting bad grades,
it's like they earned it.
You need
you get.
You're gonna get everything taken away, your TV, your PlayStation, everything, and now you gotta earn it all back.
Okay. In your when it comes to raising your kids, who's like the good cop, bad cop? Do you guys have like, are you like the super nice one, whatever?
No, I'm actually.
Like, you're the bad cop?
So sometimes if I have to be, yes.
Okay.
I'm not a soft mom.
Yeah.
Just because he's, you know, a mom, it could be a mama's boy, but I'm not like that. I don't want him to be soft.
Yeah.
So.
You're tough on him.
I'm softer actually with my daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
We had Dre on. It was opposite.
I have a soft spot for her. I think it was for the fact that she was in the NICU for so long. She was a micro preemie, so it was tough. She was there for like, let me see, it was like 118 days.
Jesus,
no.
Yeah, it was a while. So it's like 4 months.
Yeah,
more
I'm
or less.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I have a soft spot for her, but my son, thank God. He learned his lesson, and he's a completely different.
He's good now.
A completely different person.
Oh man,
yeah.
That's the thing, man. You have kids that like it's like who they will become. For the most part, is up
to the parent.
But it's
right.
I mean, you can raise them good, and they still come out like they can still fuck up.
Right,
and vice
of course.
Versa.
But you know, anybody could fuck up.
Sure.
Because no one's perfect. But if you're teaching them, you know, as much as you can, at least you know you're doing your part as a parent.
Yeah.
You know, what they're learning, you know, in other places, that's, it's hard because really nowadays, that, yeah. Look how you could pull up anything just online, so.
Yeah, we're social
but
media.
I feel like as long, look, he doesn't have a phone and he's 10.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's not allowed to go on YouTube.
Oh, dude, I love so, this. Yeah, so how did you get it to that mindset? And it's like, at what point are you going to, like, introduce him to that?
So, I think a few more years.
Okay.
I think maybe 13. Maybe he could get a phone.
Yeah. That's so rare to hear from anybody these days.
The thing is that I see, yeah. You know, it's not, okay, you can't compare life now to maybe 10, 15 years ago when, you know, I was growing up.
Sure.
It's completely different. You know, everything is like, I'm just like, I stay in shock sometimes with things that I see. And I'm just so like, my crazy. Son cannot be seeing yeah. this. You get me? And kids are sponges.
So good.
And become followers like this. So I'm like, that's definitely not going
to
be you.
So how does he act when his friends all have phones and he comes to you, oh, mommy, can I get a phone?
He knows not to bring it up anymore.
You know.
Really?
You don't fuck around.
And then I'm kind of mean about it. And sometimes I'll be like, the more you ask, I'm going to push it another year. Oh. Don't ask me no more. Yeah.
Dude, you don't fuck around. But you know what? I like that because I told Claudia the same thing. I would like to believe I'm going to be like, you know, you can talk about, oh, I'm going to be this parent, and you don't know until you're a parent. I get right. that. But you got to have a little bit of an idea. We talk about this all the time. I'm like, dude, I didn't have a phone until I was like 16 years old. And I get it. Things were different. This was a little bit ago. But I'm not going to give my 4-year-old, 5-year-old a phone and give him access to YouTube. Parent control or no parent control. The stuff that you have right. on there is just... It's just not good for you. And right. you can make the argument that, oh, you know, like, oh, you know, but it's a balance, whatever. But at the end of the day, stuff is detrimental, I think, so especially to small children.
A balance takes place in a lot, but I just don't think a phone is definitely not in question.
Yeah, I concur. And your husband agrees because...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You guys are on the same page when it comes to parenting.
Yeah, we always make sure that we, you know, and if he says something, I won't step in. Like, that's...
Really?
Okay. Yeah, no.
What if you don't agree with it?
I'll talk to him later. I'll be like, babe, I don't think that maybe I agree with this, but...
Maybe we should have handled it differently, like, in private, you'll have right. this conversation.
But usually we tend to agree with
okay.
with everything that has to do with, like, parenting.
Especially now. Maybe at the beginning, right. there were certain things that maybe, right?
right.
I guess, because you're still figuring it out. It can happen.
There's stuff that you could be like, oh, but I don't think it's, like, a big deal, you know?
Okay.
And you could be like, no, definitely not. I think that... I'll be like, okay, fine. If that's what you think, then I respect it.
Yeah. Do they ever come around back to you and be like, mommy, can I still do this? Even though father told him no.
So when his dad tells him no, it's a no. Like, that's don't no. even come ask yeah. me because I'm going to tell you no. Yeah. And then if you come ask me and you already know he said no, like, he knows that's disrespectful. Like,
yeah.
you don't do that.
Okay.
Because then you're like, you're going to put me on the spot to just tell you no.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get in trouble because he's going to know you came and asked me. Like.
Yeah, you guys got them in sync. Yeah, you got them unlocked.
Yeah, you can.
I like that. Okay.
And it's never good to, like, go over one parent, go over the other.
Well, yeah, some people do that. Yeah, some relationships do that, and then they run into issues. What?
I wanted to ask you, do you also handle that with disagreements in public with other people, like, outside of children? Like, let's say, for example, you guys, he says something, and you're like, I ain't cool with that. Do you?
So, me and him are not the type of couple to form any type of show for in show. Public.
Like, arguing?
Show. No.
Okay.
I was going to say one show, but I remembered. Yeah. I was like, wait a
no,
minute.
No, that again.
So you need to learn Spanish, bro. How long have you been here?
I've been here for a minute. My girlfriend's Colombian, so she got to teach me.
Yeah, she definitely does.
So then you guys keep that balance where it's like there's always a line of respect. Were you always raised like that, or did something happen where you're like, oh, you know what, let me handle this differently?
Okay, so yes and no. I've learned more with him than, you know, in La Calle, like, you don't let people see your problems, obviously, you know, you got me, like, it's pointless, because it could be, like, a little argument at the moment, and then it was nothing, but then you formed all that for no reason, you know?
Yes, yeah, you know, it's funny, it almost reminds me of, like, you know, like, when people have arguments and, like, you start, like, venting to your friend about all these problems that you have with them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next day, you're just like, oh,
and you're like, bitch.
Bitch, did you just call me yesterday and wasted, like, 2 hours of
my time, yo. I'm here trying to help you solve these problems for you. just for you to just get right back with this guy.
Dude, that is literally what my... I don't know if I even can talk about that.
Yes, you can.
So my girlfriend's going through the same issue. One of her girlfriends, whatever, with this guy who is like some hooligan, like degenerate. And this guy is hooligan. Just not the person that you want to be with, right? Right. So then the girlfriend will vent to my girlfriend. Oh, my God, he's terrible. Da, 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 on the phone for hours, you know, like venting, crying, all that stuff. And my girl gives her advice. Just follow this advice. You'll be good. Don't follow the advice. You won't be good. Right. You know, that kind of thing. Guess what she does? She takes the advice and she runs and does the opposite, literally. Yeah. And it's been like two or three times. And so at this point, my girlfriend is like, yo, like, I can't continue to do this. Like, she's really like pulling her down with her. So I'm like, dude, if you gave her the advice once, you gave her the advice twice, you gave her the third time, she doesn't want to take it, that's it, that's on her. Don't even bring it up anymore. So that could be an issue too, where it's like, dude, you keep running to your friends, and then if you know you're going to do the opposite, why the fuck are you going to run to your friends? Like, that 100%. Is a, that's fucking frustrating.
So I think every girl has been in that situation where they run to a friend, obviously, to talk, to vent, because venting is actually healthy.
Sure.
But if you're going to vent weekly, monthly, so often about the same thing and cry about it. I never want to be with him again and all this, to then a month later go back and be in the same position in a few weeks.
Yeah. Like that's
after a couple times, I'll be like, listen, you already know, like, you know what it is. Like, you're just, you're blind to the, to that situation. You want to see something else. You want it. You want to believe it could be something else.
Yeah,
that's
which it's not gonna be.
That's what I think it is.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, but it, you know, it becomes like a broken record. Yeah. To repeat yourself to your friend and then not take your advice. You know, but as a friend, you want to be there for your friend.
Right. But where's the line? Right. Where it's right. Like, yo, like, if I'm gonna continue to help out and you're not gonna do it, then at this point, I'm just gonna hurt myself.
I feel like I feel like I'm giving you all this advice, and you're just, you know, wiping your ass,
I'm
basically.
I'm driving myself crazy here.
But you see, you know, it's funny, because remember way back when you were going through your situation?
Yes.
I was his friend that he was venting to. I was the ventee. You were the venter.
Yes.
And it's funny, because I say it all the time. I'm going to have to say it again.
So guys vent to each other.
Well, I did.
Sure. We got a good relationship.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
But he was venting to me about his situation.
How many times did he vent?
No, he was a good.
It wasn't crazy like that.
Was he a good listener?
He was good, and I'll give you this example, because he kept on coming back, but it was always a little bit different, because he was just trying to like figure out how to navigate. It wasn't like he was really doing the opposite. He was just like trying to understand how to apply.
Yeah.
Right. And he would do it, and then there was this one time that I forgot what it was, but I went off on him. I just started like telling him a bunch of shit, and he goes, "Dude, like, I'm calling you for advice. I'm not calling you for you to bitch at me." And I'm like, dude, I'm giving you the truth. If you can't handle it, that's not my problem. That's yours
that's
at this
thing.
Point.
I am brutally honest.
Me too. And I think that's why, like, you guys are there talking about, like, oh, like, all my girls, like, they'll be telling me this and they're venting, whatever. After a while, you know, you're doing it to yourself. Man, from the first minute that they start venting to me, I start going off on them. I'm like, dude, but you're a fucking idiot. Like, why would you let them do this? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what's worked. Because at least it changes. You know, I don't know. I guess I just bully people.
Flick a switch.
I try.
But sometimes
but that's
you have
good.
To.
But
yeah.
That's good. I'm brutally honest. Sometimes I get told that I'm too honest. Yeah. But I'd rather be like that, because I don't like sugarcoating.
I hate that.
Me? I'd rather be the friend, you know, that is honest with you. You could get mad at me, but at least you know that I was honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a little bit
you'll get like, I'll be like, oh, they'll get over it later.
Yeah.
I was honest, and it came from, you know, from the part of, you know, of me, like, because I care for you, you get me?
Yeah, they'll come back.
They'll be fine.
That's how I see it. Yeah.
Then it's reflect, tough love.
They'll
it's
reflect
tough love.
And they'll be like, you know what?
It's tough love. That's the way I see it.
Do you have some friends that reach out to you and they ask you for, like, because you've been married for a while, they're going to be like, yo, Ansley, what should I do? Yeah, I'm fucking going through it. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, actually a few friends, but it got to a point with one that I'm just like, no.
Okay,
no more.
So you were like, enough is enough.
Yeah. Because she was asking for advice about her situation?
Right,
or like
no more, and it just got to a point where it was just like, I, you know, give you advice.
Yeah.
I've even told you things that were told to me.
Oh.
You know, because at the end of the day, he wasn't my friend, so I don't give a shit about him.
Okay.
You get me? And I'm telling you, giving you proof.
And
then he finds out it's me. He hates me more every single time. And then, you know, me and you talk less and less. And, like, basically not friends anymore, to the point, because of the guy she's with, or if she was with, I don't know. And you know, I was a friend for a very long time with her. I was a good friend. And then, you know.
Ish happens.
So yeah, you feel like you burned the bridge by...
Not necessarily. She burned it.
No, I didn't burn it. She burned it because of the guy that she kept choosing to be with.
Yeah.
And you ran up, and you told on the guy, but you had no allegiance to the guy.
At the end...
that was your homegirl.
Right. She was my friend. He wasn't my friend. Right, okay. So I don't give a shit about him.
Okay, yeah, true.
Right? So I'm trying to protect her feelings, giving her advice over and over and over again. But the only way that it bit me in the ass was because... It ended our relationship in the future because she would just, you know, choose him over and over again. And he would always know that I'm the one feeding her everything.
And I feel bad for people like that.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I feel bad for people like that because like they just, it's like, do you choose to be blind or?
That's the problem. They're trying to believe, like I said.
Or they want to believe.
They want to believe that maybe they could change him or that he's good or, oh, no. Or they try to like, oh, but he does all of this good, you know, but then. I think the bad overweighs the good sometimes, right?
For sure.
Because if you, I'm like I said, every relationship, nothing is perfect. But if you put everything on a balance, and the bad is overweighing the good, like,
well, that's one thing that you always say. Like you'll be like, oh, like that you go on one good trip, and you're like, man, this trip is amazing. But then once you come back from the trip, like the relationship is fucking hell, and you just choose to endure, and then you plan another. Like a nice outing to kind of revamp
your
relationship. You're
always trying
again.
To tapar una cosa con la otra.
You got that?
What?
Sugar coating?
You're trying to
cover one
with another.
One good thing.
Yeah,
bad thing, like, you're trying to cover
right,
it
you're
up.
Trying to cover, yeah.
You're trying to compensate.
You're trying, there you go.
Okay. In a nutshell. Okay. You're like, oh, I know I'm fucking up here, but yeah, I did this.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. It's like a roller coaster, man. Like, it's like so intense because you have
like
really
a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Though,
it's
because you're good one moment, bad the next, and you're just like, wait a minute.
Unstable.
Like,
you know, the older we get, like, the less we crave that because we want consistency. We want stability. Like, that shit was maybe cool and fun when you were like 18 years old.
There's nothing worse than not having peace.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Peace is priceless.
Right.
I agree. And I feel like, especially here in Miami, so the fact that you said that you've been married for so long and you're here in Miami. You know, it's kind of rare to see because I think most people are very, I think, I don't want to say materialistic, but they look for the wrong things, you know? They look at things that are a little bit more superficially, and then they kind of just go with that without really understanding, like, what it entails to have a healthy relationship to really make something like, real. And I just think that that's just the problem here. Like, we're just choosing the wrong people. So then we have instances like that where there's so many people in this world, and then... You have a homegirl who just chooses to be with this one guy for whatever it is that he's feeding her in her head. Yeah. And she chooses to believe that. And it sucks because then, like, if only there was a way to shake these people up and be like, listen, man, like, you really think you deserve this?
Yeah.
I've learned that everybody learns on their own.
100%. What is it? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink
it. You can't make him drink it.
And that's the truth to life. And
so you could, we could be there. Every single time the friend calls, you give them all advice in the world.
Yeah.
And maybe they're hearing, they're taking it in, and they want to do what you say, but they keep doing the opposite.
Before we continue, we wanted to take a minute to emphasize how important it is to take care of your health. As we always say, every healthy relationship starts with yourself. Now, taking care of it isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 2 years, we've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. With one scoop mixed with water, once a day, every day, it makes us feel like we're ready to take on the day. But it actually makes sense why. I mean, each serving of AG1 delivers our daily doses of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. Personally, AG1 just sets something off in my brain. I drink it first thing in the morning every single day, and it sets the foundation for my day. I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from Whole Foods. I like to think of it as a nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right from the start of the day. My morning routine isn't complete without AG1, and neither should yours. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. That's drinkag1.com/thecoffeebreakup. Check it out.
because it has to be that that they decide, like, okay,
like they have to, I feel like they have to hit rock
bottom. They have to hit rock bottom, like, literally.
You don't think you can, like, help them see that? You
think and
that
I, they just another thing, I think that they become comfortable with that person.
Yeah.
That they're just, like...
The pain that I know rather than the unknown. Right.
It's like...
The pain that I know, like, I know that...
I already know what this person's like. Yeah. Why, you know, test waters with another person to end up probably being the same as this person. Right. I think maybe that's what they're thinking. I don't know.
Yeah, it could
but
be.
You never know. You could leave something bad, go to something good or better.
But then someone may say, oh, but the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Right.
So then that goes against what y'all are saying.
Well, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. It's, you know, obviously...
Unless it's turf.
just green always.
Greener where you water.
No, yeah. But it is greener where you water. Where I you guess water. That's the whole...
That's what I'm saying. It depends how, I guess, the couple is with one another. Because, you know, like you just said, it's greener where you water. So it's the way that you take care of the relationship. If the respect is on, you know, even like...
Gotcha. The mic, yeah. Okay, you're like talking over...
Turn the mic. That works. That works perfect. Like,
excited about
There you go.
I had to stand up because I was like...
You're like... Oh.
Yeah, I got you.
Let me get up. You can move it.
Yeah. It's, you can move it.
I didn't want to break it.
Nah, you're good.
Just move it like this.
It breaks is embarrassing. Equipment was a lot of money.
Okay. So I want to start talking about... So we got a couple submissions because we went on our Instagram. We asked people to do submissions and stuff like that. People ask for advice, cool. Ask for random shit, but...
Are they gonna take it?
We're gonna give them the advice. They're gonna take it. It's their problem. But I'll bring it up and then we'll ask you. Okay. See what you think.
Nice.
Do you feel like you can love the right person at the wrong time?
Where'd you get this question?
There's a couple.
I didn't see that question. Yeah. Anyways, what do
you think? You could love the right person at the wrong time.
Yeah. I guess like right person, wrong time.
Why?
Wrong time, right person.
Oh yeah, do you believe in right person, wrong time?
Yeah, or if it's
I don't, because you make time for what you want.
So if right?
if it's somebody I want, I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna do everything in my power for it to work.
So you feel like if it's the wrong time, it's also not the right person, right? Because the right person, it'll be right for no matter when.
Exactly. So okay. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
How's it going? What do you think?
Well,
me, it was funny because my situation is a little particular.
Oh.
So yeah. My señorita, I've known her since kindergarten. the right person, wrong time. Oh. No, but bullshit. I've known her since kindergarten. Thought she was the one, right? No. Whatever. So I thought she was
You knew she was the one.
She was my kindergarten crush. I'll give her that. Okay, so I thought she was cute. I thought, you know, in kindergarten, I mean, what can you really like in kindergarten? But I thought she was really cute. She ended up switching schools. She went somewhere else. We tried to date again in college. Right after college, and didn't work out. I was all over the place. She was all over the place. We just weren't seeing eye to eye. Fast forward a few years after that, we're in 2024.
Yeah.
End of 2020 to the beginning of 2021, we rekindled, started dating.
And but you guys keep finding each other.
We do keep finding each other, but in different times. So
right person, wrong time.
The wrong time. The other two times, kindergarten. But this last time, you know, it seemed like, you know, maybe since kindergarten, she was the right person. It just wasn't the right time until now. So I may be an exception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Hmm.
Tiebreaker.
I do think that there is certain instances where this might be an amazing person. And if it wasn't for where you currently are in life, you would be it happily ever after. But depending on the circumstances, I feel like, yeah, there could
you
be.
You think so?
Okay, so
there could be.
Maybe exceptions. Yeah.
There's also, people say that men don't marry the women they love. They marry the women that is just there at the time.
When they're
ready to be married.
Yeah.
Right? So me and that's just another thing. So for example, me and my girlfriend, we could, you know, be in love, crazy in love. But if I'm not ready to get married yet, we may never get married, even though I love her.
Right.
So then let's say she's like, you know what? It's over.
Oh, yeah.
Fast forward to 2 years, maybe I meet some girl and I'm like, you know what? I'm in the position that I want to get married now.
And you'd marry her within 6 months.
Type shit.
Right. Versus you being with her for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, not ready.
Damn, that's crazy, though.
Doesn't feel right yet.
That's insane.
I need 3 more years.
That's fucked up.
That's insane.
That is fucked up. But they say that. They say that most men do that. That they don't.
Who says that? Is there a study?
You've heard it too, right? I've heard talking it. Like, I know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What have to study?
Maybe if I could buy some shit.
I have heard that, though. I have that. You never heard of that?
I think nothing. So. I'm just...
Maybe I'm just, also...
I don't know. Because I don't know. I guess everybody has their situations.
Yeah.
But she's also been married for a long
time. Yeah, you've been off the... You don't even know.
You don't even know what we're talking about, dude.
I just... In my opinion, I just feel, you know...
You got married when I was still in college, dude. It's like fucking 10 years ago. Shit. Okay. What else? You looking for that? I have another question.
Okay, go ahead.
This might actually...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this girl is asking tips on how to help men who are not so romantic perform gestures of romance, ideas. What do you think? So you're dating a guy, not romantic at all. How can you help him, inspire him to be a little bit more?
I think that has to really be in the man.
You don't think there's anything you can do? It has to come from within.
You don't want him to fake it.
And you don't want him to do it because you want to do it. You want him to do it because
le nació, like it's something that came from, how to say, from within.
Yeah.
Like
it's how to help men be more romantic. Let's say they're not very romantic, they don't really care about that stuff. How can you, as a woman, help them be more?
Were they romantic from the beginning?
No, clearly not.
That's what I'm saying. So right. If you didn't meet him that way, right. You can't expect him to be that way. And if you want romantic, maybe situations, maybe you set up the romantic things, and you know,
maybe it'll feed off of him. Maybe it'll rub off on him.
Maybe it'll rub off on him, or I don't know. I wouldn't be like, oh, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Like, because I'm telling you to do it. Now you're gonna do it. No, I want you to do it if it's something that you know comes from within.
But if I may, devil's advocate over here.
Yeah.
What if he doesn't know if you like it? You know, so for example, again, your situation is a little bit
every
different.
Every woman likes there? Romantic.
A little bit, yeah. I can see that.
Any woman likes anything
but
romantic.
What is romantic? Because maybe his romance is a little different than your romance.
But if he's with you, he should know, right?
But can you tell him what he likes or show him? Maybe show him videos. Hey, I really like this.
Oh, baby, I think this is so cute. Or when you send the guy some stuff that you see on Instagram.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like you're sharing stories.
Ah, so he can get some inspo.
Yeah.
So he gets some inspo. Like we know like what to do, what's cute, and get the flowers. And
right.
Do a little picnic. And
flowers are the most basic gestures that you could do. If that guy's at least not doing flowers.
Okay. But girls actually like that shit? Or is that just like a cliche thing?
I don't really care for flowers.
You see what I mean? So if he gets you flowers, you're going to be
But if you get me flowers, I'm going to appreciate them. And I'm going to put them in the house, obviously.
Okay.
But it's not something like, oh, I need you to bring me flowers.
Do you have a romantic gesture that your man does for you that really appreciate? Because it's maybe subjective to some. You have something that you really enjoy or you feel like, oh, man, this is really amazing.
So... my husband, he's not the romantic, like crazy romantic like that sets up floors like with flowers, like some guys maybe do, or buys you flowers weekly.
See, like that's like cheesy. Like I feel like if I do that to my girl, I don't see myself doing this.
Really?
Like my husband, like we'll go out to dinner.
Okay.
If I say I like something, he surprises me with it a lot of times. And those are his type of gestures. Yeah. Everybody has, I think, their own gestures, you get me?
Okay,
and I feel like that's more important than, you know, than other things, because they're showing you what they, you know, what they want, like, you know, towards you. Or how can I say, like lo que le nace is what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah, like it just comes out of them.
I can't wait here.
It's all good. That's what you got me.
Viene del corazón. Yeah. Comes from their heart, what they're doing for you.
Okay, yeah. What if nothing comes from their heart? Which is what she's saying, yo.
Oh, my God.
Do you cut the guy off or...
But is he treating her bad? Like,
he's not romantic. He's not romantic.
But some guys are just not romantic. But like,
but what if you dating a guy? Well, you can't really imagine it.
No, but she probably has friends who has asked.
Yeah, she knows.
So like, your girl comes to you like, oh, he's not romantic.
I'm married, but I don't live under a rock.
Yeah, dude, she knows. She understands. She's with it.
Yeah. So then, do you cut the guy off? What if it's really important to you? As a woman.
But if he's never been like that from the beginning, then she should have never kept on if it was something so important to her.
Yeah. Maybe she's hoping that he'll especially at the beginning, dude, you got to woo over, you got to court the lady, you know? So if he's not like that at the beginning.
Yeah, but I don't want you to be like that at the beginning and then 3 months pass and you're not like that, because it's something that you.
You got to be consistent with it.
Right.
Yeah. If not.
True. Yeah. Because
so I'd rather you not be like that at all then be like that in the beginning, and then just because we're out of the honeymoon stage, then you just,
yeah, be real.
Then you be back to your yeah, own never romantic do it self. Again. Like, yeah, what yeah. happened to that guy?
Exactly. I think that's worse.
That's way worse. Now, if because then she's gonna probably feel like it's something with her.
Well, I got bamboozled. Like, right. You know, I'm already too deep.
Hustled.
I'm too deep. Because at the beginning, if you don't, if you're not like that, I can cut you off.
Right.
But if we
you can't finesse the girl and then you know, show your true colors then later.
Which a lot of people do.
Which a lot of men are doing.
A lot of guys.
But in this case, it seems like this guy's never been romantic and she wants the guy to be romantic.
Then you gotta be with a different guy.
But it's just seems like she should be with a romantic guy.
Yeah.
Which is not
right.
This guy.
She needs to find a romantic guy.
Okay.
But to your point, how much does the romance weigh for the relationship? Because if he is a good
guy, has, right, if he has other attributes that
qualities,
honest,
right, how are you gonna be like, okay, fuck the honesty, fuck this, fuck that, I want romance.
Yeah, I want to get cheated on.
I want romance, but a shitty ass guy. Like what? That's insane.
That's a good point.
Can't have it all, right? Or
no, I just think that she needs to. She needs to decide.
Again, a balance.
Priorities. She needs to have priorities.
She needs to pick a struggle. That's
yeah.
yeah.
Pick your heart.
Yeah.
Choose your heart.
Okay.
Before you move on, I found a video of someone on TikTok that says men marry the woman in front of them, not the woman they love. Let's talk about it. It's a 45-second video. So if you...
But you need to interview a guy and ask him that.
But let's just hear what she has to say. Good point. But let's just see what she has to say. Let's see the logic behind this, okay? She must have some sort of a... You know, a degree in this or some shit. Ready? Oh shit, I can't hear anything.
I'm ready to start a fam. When a man decides that he is financially and emotionally ready for marriage and ready to settle down and ready to start a family, he takes a way different approach to dating. That part in his brain of like, oh, there's another girl out there, shuts off. Because now his focus is on marriage. It's not in finding the next best thing.
A woman on TikTok is going viral in her theory that men marry the woman in front of them when they're ready to get married, claiming that grooms are more motivated by timing than true love.
I can see that for sure.
While user Tay Talks has racked up more than 4 million views on her video, not all her followers were convinced. Nah, I worked to get back to my woman I wanted to marry. Disagree completely. I waited until I found a partner worth building a life with.
Okay, so
what do y'all think?
She says that they get married when they feel like they're financially stable.
Like when men feel like they're ready. Like, oh, I can provide for a family.
That's not certainly true, because me and my husband started when we basically worked our way up together.
Okay.
Okay.
So it depends, I think.
I guess it's not universally applicable, but maybe there's a trend that is towards that.
Maybe because,
so. Your husband didn't have, I guess he wasn't poor, but he wasn't broke, was he?
No, he wasn't broke. Okay. But we obviously are not where we are now.
Sure, I mean, hopefully, know? I mean, you could, 9 years in, you guys obviously accumulated something,
right?
But I guess we would have to ask him.
I think your situation is very different. I think I'm hoping my situation can be just like yours in the sense, because I consider Christina one of my best friends. Like, that's my dog. You know,
your girlfriend.
Yeah,
you see, but that's good, because you have to have the foundation of friendship. Before
boom.
Before
so on, instead of it being, because like, for example, when I started dating her, I wasn't like, damn, I want to get married. In fact, when I started dating her, I didn't even want to get married at all. And
she's changed your mind?
Ish.
At like, gunpoint. Under duress.
I can't confirm or deny. No, I'm kidding. No.
You plead the fifth.
No. What is it? It's still an open case. Once it's resolved, we'll be able to go.
I like how we came full circle.
I'm fucking with you. More information will be there.
More information.
I'm fucking with you.
You got to bring her on because I want to listen.
No, thanks. No, for her, it was really important to her. And I'm not an idiot. Like, I love her. She's an amazing person. And to your point, that's like my best friend, you know? Why wouldn't I want to lock that
up? I was just gonna ask you know what makes you not want to get married? Why are so many men scared of marriage?
Damn, now you fucking get
now
it.
We're talking,
now we're
talking, dude.
Now we're heating up, dude. It took about an hour.
Okay, I think most men fear because of the statistics. And now, although you may have defied those odds, I think most men are on the losing end of most marriages because. What is it that Dr. Hasey says, professor that we always bring on? He's our boy.
50% of all marriages end in divorce.
First time.
Second time marriages, I think it's like a 70 or some shit like
60,
that.
Then 60, 70.
And then 70% third time marriages. So, and historically, I think if marriage does get to divorce, and the fact that most people, they really, like, think about the conversations we've been having. Like, we have people that don't really filter right when they start dating people. So then they just get married because they think that they got to get married. Or we've been together for 3 years in this toxic-ass relationship. Where's the ring? And it's like, yo, the relationship is toxic. Why are we talking about a ring? You know, right. So then they just force the marriage. So then, like, you have these types of marriages that are happening, and then a divorce comes in, and then 9 times out of 10, the man's usually the one that gets kind of shafted whenever it comes to that. I guess historically, right? I'm not saying it's for everybody.
No, I'm listening. Before,
you know, no. Something happens in here. Yeah. But I think that's why most men, I think just historically with, like, statistics and the data, it's scary. And then what did you say? Like, if you told me that if I had to go skydiving and there's a 50% chance you might not make it, you still going to jump out the plane?
Probably not.
Ah, I don't think so.
You know, I do want to go skydiving.
It's fun.
I do.
I've done it once.
You've done it?
I almost threw up. Yeah.
My husband says no.
No? Like, don't do it?
No, he's like, you have kids. You're married.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's safe.
Yeah, it'll be safe.
Safer than getting married.
He's like, safe until the parachute doesn't open. He's like, don't do anything you don't have control of.
Let me know.
I mean, I'm not going to do anything.
No, but I think that's what the most men have fear. Don't you think so?
But in your case, you said she's your best friend. You're happy. She's an amazing woman.
So you can overcome the odds.
I think we'll make it.
I think people psych themselves out and they jinx themselves.
I think that's
because you're going in
is.
Like it's just a piece of paper. You're still the same person. You're like, I don't.
Well, I guess they say marriage shouldn't even change anything. Like,
it shouldn't.
Ideally, nothing should change.
It shouldn't. But
then it's like, he's like, then why do it? Right?
If nothing's
changing.
Because if you plan on having kids in the future, don't you want everybody in, like, your wife to have your kids'
that's
last name. Like,
that's what he says. Like,
you want, like, it sounds so much nicer to be like, oh, this is my wife, than this is my girlfriend.
But can I just call her that?
No, you can only call her if she's your wife.
If I legally send the document to the government saying that she's my wife?
Prerequisite.
And then let's say,
sorry, you want, bro.
For example, I don't do Christmas cards, Christmas pictures, none of that. But let's say you guys were to sign on a Christmas picture.
We did, actually.
Okay, your dogs, and your
sure,
girlfriend.
Sure.
What last name do you guys put?
Hers.
Yeah, if you ask her, she probably want to do that, yeah.
You see, so I just feel
like it'll be Vieira and Co. Corona.
That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if it's a healthy relationship,
right, I'll fuck it with you.
I feel like
I'll fuck with you. Yeah, go ahead. What are you saying?
If it's a healthy relationship, I think, you know, there's nothing wrong.
Okay.
With, you know, marriage. Yeah, obviously, if it's a toxic relationship, it's going nowhere, you know, obviously. They shouldn't get married. Like, that person should not get married.
No, of course not. I'm kind of petrified of the idea of, I love my girlfriend to death, but, like, dude, spending the rest of your life with one person, it's kind of scary.
But you could spend the rest of your life with that one person, even if it's your girlfriend. So what makes a difference from saying,
even, yeah, I mean, both situations are scary. Both ideas are scary, dude. No, I mean,
why are you so afraid? You say that all the time.
I do. I am scared.
Are you? What?
But now I'm more like opening up to. My girlfriend doesn't even live with me, so we're getting to the point now.
Don't get this man started right now.
we're heading in the right direction. Hopefully, you're gonna get engaged this year and all that good stuff. But it is a little bit scary for guys. I don't know exactly why. Maybe the fear of commitment. Maybe the fear of settling down. You
think,
know,
it's like a tying reality?
It, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's hitting you?
Like, oh, fuck. Like, this is it.
Is this the next step, right?
Am I?
Are we there?
Yeah. We like our parents, you know, like, at that point almost. But I think it's just like a mental thing that
you psych yourself out. You start thinking about everything that could go wrong instead of thinking everything that could go right.
You never like go home and you see your husband. You're like, yo, I gotta see this guy for the rest of my fucking life.
When I'm mad at him,
yeah, you're like, fuck this guy.
When I'm mad at him, and I'm pretty sure he thinks the same shit about me, like this bitch.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. That's what I'm telling you. But when, you know, if it's a healthy relationship, you have your best friend there.
Of course, yeah.
You get me? And that's amazing.
Let me ask you this. When you guys got married, did you guys have like a big ceremony type thing?
No, we were young. We got married in just the courthouse.
Okay. Next question. Was there ever, how often should you renew your vows? Is it like 10 years? Are you going to do that? Do you even care about that? Would you want to have like a big ceremony?
Like I said, like maybe Maybe that's the reason maybe that's the reason why I see everything so different about marriage, because I didn't have a wedding. I didn't care for one. Okay. What I do want to do is maybe just now when we do our 10 years, do like nice pictures or something. Oh my because God. I didn't do none of that. And maybe like a nice, like a vacation, like something
like
nice.
Like a honeymoon. Kind
right.
Of.
But something ooh. Like, you know. Something different, something maybe Fiji, Bora Bora, something, you know.
Oh, okay. Like,
yeah,
like
yeah. Something like yourself, that. Treat yourself.
Yeah, right, yeah. Something like that. But like a wedding, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you see, so you see, you care more about the marriage, not like the bells and the whistle. You just right. care about like the unit.
Yes.
Well, right. I don't even like think that. She gives a fuck about that. She just wants to be at a party and spend a shit ton of money on shit right. that she doesn't even care about.
So that's why we say, I think like it's a lot of money wasted. Yeah. You could use that for like, you know, a trip.
A trip.
Memories. Because
memories.
Experiences. Together. Right.
Yes. Together.
The start of your relationship.
Because a marriage really is about, you know, the two people, not just like the two people in the whole party.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No one gives a fuck.
Dude. I don't give a fuck about
spending
a party.
So much money on the dinner that they're, what, they're going to talk shit about any
bro, I've always said that. I just did not want to say that right now. No, I feel good. Like I feel like that's the first thing. People always criticize a party, a wedding, a baby shower, a gender reveal. People are always going to be criticizing
yeah,
something.
Like,
who
are these parties
why
for?
Why are you throwing this big-ass party yeah. to get criticized?
It's not even for you at that point. If anything, like, she'll be, because she's a photographer, she's a wedding photographer specifically. So she tells me, like, when she goes over the timelines with the wedding planners, but then also the bride, everyone's going to be on the same page. What are we doing? The picture over here, your family. So she's got to deal with all that shit. And it's like, half the time, like, these people are going crazy.
Of yeah. course. They're not, like, they don't you're not even, you're so stressed.
Exactly. Dude. All because you're just trying to, what, I guess, please,
so
for
please
everybody.
Everyone,
because
you have to be an amazing host. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's so stressful.
Yeah, no. I'm okay.
No, I'm good.
I'm good. I'll sit that one out.
Yeah, you'd rather spend the money on the things that right. actually are for you and your husband. Mm-hmm. I like that. After a breakup, what is the window period of your ex coming back? What do you think?
Okay, so I'm the type of person, when I leave, I don't go back.
Oh, so when you're done, it's done.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that back and forth, like, we're not in high school.
Mm, true.
Like, we're not, no.
Maybe once upon a time. When you were younger,
you
would
okay.
do that stupid shit.
No, actually. So, maybe middle school, high school, you have those little boyfriends, you go back and forth. Okay. But,
yeah.
So, me and my husband have never separated. Okay. Ever.
Congratulations.
Ever.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Yeah.
We have never separated. We've never lived separately, like, ever.
It's a nice little accomplishment. Like, a nice little, you know, feather in your cap. Good shit.
Has he ever been like, yo, I'll fucking crash at my fucking boy's
negative
couch or some shit like that?
Never even slept at his mom's house.
Okay.
Like,
shit.
We get, if we've ever gotten, like, to arguments, you can sleep right there, turn your back.
Really?
Like, sleep on the couch. I don't know if you're yeah, tired. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Go to sleep, but.
Okay. We're staying on the one roof,
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Do you believe in...
Same with me. Like, I won't. I don't leave either.
Like that.
Do you believe that... what is it? Like, going to bed...
Sleep divorce. No? What are you talking about?
Ish, sort of.
Oh, going to bed mad at each other?
Yes.
Okay.
That's so I don't like that. But there's just sometimes that obviously it happens. There's sometimes obviously it happens and you're like dragging one day to another and that's so bad. That okay. energy is horrible.
Oh, I hate that.
So I don't like to do that. But obviously sometimes it happens and you just wake up the next day and you're like,
okay,
you know?
It's still, yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
still upset.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens.
You just get through it.
You gotta get through it, work through it.
Sometimes you need like a good night's sleep. You can reevaluate in the morning. You know, it says, hey.
Realize how much of an asshole
yeah.
you were the
and
night
then,
before.
Yeah, exactly. And then.
So yeah, I'm the type sure. of person, like, I want to fix things right now. Yeah, like, yeah. talk to
I'm
me.
Like that too.
And, like, my husband is the type of person he likes to vent. And I'm like, talk to me. Talk to me. It's like, Ansley, give me a minute. Just leave me alone. Like, no. Tell me. Let's talk. He's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
girl.
That's like my girl. I need a few minutes or like yeah. a date.
You have any more? You
I'm gonna need about like 24
yeah.
hours.
Yeah, come back to me. I'm gonna do. There's a couple more, but we're running out of time. I'll do one more. If a guy asks a woman on dates but doesn't tell her if he wants to be in a relationship, let's say we're going out on a couple of dates, you know, but there is no
so like
initiation, label? No nothing. Yeah, no label. You know, like, well, what are we? It's like one of those things.
Yeah, I would not be in that position.
What about it though?
They could take the problem. Like, what would you do? I mean, I don't know. Just the question that stopped there, but it's like,
so,
how would you handle
and
that?
And me in that position, if I was to be the person going out with someone who's just, I see that it's, that's all they're doing. Yeah, I would ask them straight up, what are you looking for?
Okay.
If it's not the answer I want to hear, like, I'll be done.
And this would be like a first date, second date. Do you feel like?
Is that the thing is that you're, when you're talking to someone, you should know the vibes. Like, you know.
Like the intention, where it's going.
And like off rip, like ask them, what are you looking for? Because obviously you're going to ask, are you in a relationship? They say no. You're like, oh, what, are you looking for one?
Okay.
Like, you know, obviously not right off rip.
You want to get married?
You want to have kids? Not like the first conversation you're having, but after after a couple weeks you're talking to the person, I think it's fair to know what they want.
I think a couple weeks is pretty.
Because you don't want that person like feeling, I wouldn't want someone to, you're looking at the TV and then.
No, I'm listening. I'm making sure the shit doesn't turn off. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
That I feel like a person should know and not get their time wasted.
Yeah, I got you.
You got me?
Yeah.
It put emotions into it because some people catch feelings faster than others. And, it's, you know, that's not fair.
100%.
So.
So I just want to ask one question because I see that we're pressed for time.
Yeah.
So we came out with a card game. This card game was designed to basically try to strike up healthier conversations with within your relationship. This can be played more so if you started dating. These are questions that you should start asking just to kind of get to know the person for real. Or if you've been dating for a long time, maybe even married for 9 years, I don't know. you can ask some of these questions. These are questions that you should know the answers to already by now, especially you guys, right? So there's some that are a little bit broad, more that anybody can play. But for relationship stuff, there's also some that are a little bit spicy. But we have one that's here for us.
Take the spicy one.
We're not going to pick a spicy one. I think that's going to be more more for private with you and your mans.
Sure.
But we do have one, and I think that this is... I'm going to ask you two quick ones.
Okay,
two quick ones. First one is going to be, if you had to change one thing about yourself, what would you pick?
My attitude.
Ooh.
Okay.
What's so funny, dude?
That was quick, dude.
She fucking cut you real quick. You keep laughing at
because
her.
That's what starts most of like the little, because my husband's fights and mine are like little stupid fights. Yeah. It's very rare that we have a big fight. They're literally stupid fights, and it's because I'm quick to snap. Like sometimes I don't even notice. Like I talk in a tone, and maybe it's because I'm having a bad day or I'm stressed about something or overstimulated. And then he asks me something, and then I just snap.
I transfer my energy
directly to him, and then he's just like, "What the fuck? What the hell did I do?" And then that's it. That gets him in a bad mood because I just treated him bad for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get me?
So how do you do you quickly like, oh, you know what? Like, my bad.
Sometimes I'm quickly to be like, oh, shit. Like, you know, and then sometimes I don't notice. I'm like, he's like, you see the way you're talking to me?
You're being soft, dude.
You see the way you're talking to me? And I'll be like, I'm not talking to you anyway. You get me?
Okay.
You get me? Like,
I mean, a bitch, dude.
I know it. Like,
okay.
He tells me, like, you have a ugly attitude.
Okay, so you know.
You're aware of it.
You're aware.
I'm trying to work on it.
What are we doing?
Like, I try to, like, fix my tone.
Okay,
which is the worst part.
Take a deep breath.
Like meditate.
Like think before I speak.
Okay, well, baby steps. Right?
Baby steps.
We gotta work on it. Okay. Then the next one I'm gonna ask you is, what is the accomplishment you are most proud of?
My family.
Family.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I like it.
I feel like this is one that you can elaborate more with your man. What I'm gonna say is, reach over your shoulder. There should be one right there. Go ahead and grab that one. I encourage you to play that with your man. The only thing that we ask for you is tag us on the story.
Baby. Yes, I got you. I mean,
just talk about it, you know, just say how amazing all the questions are and how, you know, your relationship with your man is
going
so much better.
These are your guys' cards.
We made that specifically for this, and we thought, given that, you know, you've been together with your man for so long,
it might be nice.
We'd almost like to get some feedback from you, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know how you guys like having your alone time, Netflixing, we're chilling, we're doing stuff. Maybe even today. Pop open a bottle of wine and kind of go over those questions, you know, with you and your man.
Is there questions here that I could grill him?
There might be, actually.
There's a few.
There might be some grilling questions. There actually might
be. Okay,
good. There might be.
Yeah, you can play this with your partner. Maybe you have a girl's night. You can play this with your girlfriends, too. It's also friends. We've played this, you know, together. Obviously, a couple of questions might not be applicable.
Oh, we just have to rephrase the question. Like, it'll be like, there's, let me see, for example. No, this one's kind of whack. But there's, like, some that's, what's your favorite personality?
It reminds me of Cards Against Humanity.
Ish.
Yeah.
But, look, there's a question, for example, what's your favorite personality trait of your own? So this is kind of like a broad question that you can ask with anybody. And then, for example, you would ask that to your man, and maybe he'll say something. And this whole time, you're probably thinking that it's one thing, and then he tells you something, and you're
learning.
You're like, what?
You're that's like, good. That's the type of shit. Like, I didn't know.
Right, 100%. And people don't realize that the person that you're with now, your husband, is not the same person he was 2 years ago or 5 years ago. And he'll change and he'll continue to. So this is a great game to kind of learn of.
Check-ins.
Yes, check-ins.
Relationship
check-ins. You're checking and you're like, who's and that's the person important. I'm with? 100%, especially in long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm. So that is for you. We would appreciate the feedback. It'll help us with our research and development of the game.
I got you guys.
Dude, I've had a good time, and we could keep going on and on. The camera's kind of started to overheat at this point.
Started to give us some issues.
Give it a little bit of issues. But we hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
We did have a great time.
We're glad.
And
we enjoyed it too.
It was actually fun.
You see?
And I think you warmed up after a little bit.
I told you.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, though. In the beginning, my heart was beating fast. I was nervous as hell.
No, I heard the heartbeat. I was like,
yeah, we heard the heartbeat in your voice, but you know what? We got a good editor. He'll make you look like an all-star.
Yeah. hopefully, we'll see you again on the podcast, maybe in a few months or whatever. Maybe we'll circle back. That will be pretty nice, actually.
Who knows? Maybe, you know, Tembuya and you start your own podcast and you can...
Negative.
Fine. Fuck it. All right. So, it is time to break up. So, with that being said, we usually like to have... we end the episode with, like, a final thoughts. And that basically is, like, something that you'd want to tell your younger self, or maybe there's something that you truly live by that you're like, you know what? This is a quote that I believe in it. Anything that you'd like to say to the audience, kind of like some final thoughts you could say now, and then you can sell yourself like, oh, follow me here.
So I recently got it tattooed on me because I've always like lived by it. And it's be patient with yourself. Nothing in nature blooms all year.
Okay. And why is that? So tell us a little bit. Where did that come in?
So everything is not always, you know, amazing every day of, you know, your life. So that's why, you know, be patient with yourself.
It'll happen. You just got to.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
Different seasons too, you know.
Right.
Everybody goes through different seasons in life.
Right.
I like that.
I think everybody wants that instant gratification that they want things to happen. And when they don't get it, they're
right.
like,
they want it at the moment.
You just got to be patient.
Be patient.
You know.
Yeah.
Keep working at it.
And it'll blossom. It'll bloom.
Exactly.
When it's ready to bloom.
Right. Like a flower.
Like a flower.
So worth
wonderful. Now, just really quick, just sell yourself. Where can they find you at? Whatever, blah 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 blah.
Instagram.
Yeah, wherever. Yeah.
Yes. At Ansley ANS_LEEY.
I'll throw that. Follow her. Anything else?
And if you don't follow us, follow us. I guess you should be.
Nice. Yeah, it'd be nice if you followed us too. Drop a like here and there. Share this video with your homeboy, your homegirl,
your mom, your dad.
Oh, and also buy the card game.
Cardbreakup.com.
It's on sale now. Yeah, look, you see, we got a sponsor.
We'll take a screenshot of this.
thank you.
Screenshot.
Thank you so much, guys. Ansley, you were amazing.
Thank you. Till next time. Bye.
Ciao, guys.
Bye.
Bye.